Western governors have concluded their energy policy summit in Portland, Oregon. The governors applauded California's move to enter into long-term energy contracts. They hope it will take some of the edge off high prices. But no one at that meeting thought energy problems are anywhere near over. In fact, they talked about even tougher times ahead. And the help that many of them sought from the federal government is not forthcoming from Portland. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The energy crunch that began in California is racing across the West like a prairie fire. Power shortages, astronomical prices, rate hike upon rate hike, and job losses. What's more, says Idaho Governor Dirk Kempthorne, chairman of the Western Governors Association, the problem won't be confined to the West.
Is it a crisis? If it's not a crisis, we're absolutely vulnerable to it becoming a crisis. It is that serious. And you have seen the rolling brownouts in California. I would suggest, because you've not seen those in other states, you may think that this is now really isolated in California. It is not.
As summer comes and demand for power increases, things could get even worse. President Bush initially characterized the energy problem as one California created and one the state would have to solve. But the White House has now changed its tune. At the Portland meeting, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham described the situation as a national problem. Many Western governors had hoped the federal government would impose a stopgap measure, capping wholesale prices to cost plus until the market stabilizes. But Energy Secretary Abraham told the group he opposed such controls. Kurt Ebert, the man tapped by President Bush to be chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, was even more blunt.
And I just beg you to look at the evidence. We've seen the damage it's done in California. Albert Einstein made a statement, and I don't know the exact quote, but I remember something like, insanity is defined by doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
The only way to have good, reliable energy at reasonable prices, he continued, is to get adequate supply and adequate infrastructure into the Northwest. The Western governors agree that is a big piece of the long-term solution, but they note that many new power plants and transmission facilities won't come online for years, and many governors, including Washington State's Gary Locke, said the people and the nation's economy can't wait that long.
The federal government started this experiment in deregulation. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is not to implement deregulation, but to make sure that the process by which we get to deregulation is orderly and fair and justified. And certainly these prices that are being charged by these independent wholesale energy producers clearly are not justified.
Locke and others say they will continue to fight for interim relief. Privately, some observers suggest that business and others are warning the White House that if it doesn't do something, the economy could really suffer, and the White House might bear the political consequences. Throughout this entire energy debate, many questions have been raised about whether the California power shortage was exacerbated by energy producers who deliberately took plants offline to create a scarcity. The California energy crunch has intensified the debate as to whether deregulation, begun by the federal government in the early 1990s, is a good idea. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio argued the public good has been sacrificed in the name of deregulation.
We all used to cooperate and keep the grid up. Now we don't cooperate anymore. There's a real strange question about why is all this generation down today in California? Why is twice as much down in New England? It's because they don't have a duty to serve anymore, and they're maximizing profits and not maximizing reliability and consumer service.
The energy company panelists took strong exception to the congressman's views that they were solely out for profit. The Western governors, who represent vastly different constituencies, are by no means unanimous in their approach to solving the energy problem. Still, at the end of the day, the governors agreed to some basic principles: conservation, a price-sensitive rate structure, accelerated development of renewable energy sources, and cleaner burning coal. They urged construction of a natural gas pipeline from Alaska to the lower 48, and they said the regulatory process should be streamlined, while at the same time protecting health, safety, and the environment. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Portland.